Destination Freedom. The Chicago Defender and station WMAQ bring you Destination Freedom, a radio series dramatizing the great democratic traditions of the Negro people, interwoven in the pageant of history and a part of America's own Destination Freedom. Today, Destination Freedom tells the story of Joe Louis, world's heavyweight champion, in a chapter entitled Little David.
That was the 10-second warning. In 10 seconds, ladies and gentlemen, they'll throw him into the ring. He'll be born. Sit still. There's the bell. His first fight is on. He's in the ring, his fists double tight. The genes have been juggled and the blood mixed. The arena's the cotton land of Alabama. There are no shouts, there's no crowd. The take from the gate won't pay the cost of his coming. The odds are against his even winning a round. Still, he's the challenger. He's little David in this story. So speak, challenger. Say something prophetic, something profound. And this was his war song, his first reveille. And these the words of his chief trainers.
Oh, for crying out loud, can't we have no peace?
He's crying because he ain't had the right diet.
Diet?
The doctor said we...
I can't hear what the doctor said. 6 kids and this makes it 7. There won't be enough food to go around.
We'll manage, Monroe. We always have.
Oh, when the crops were good. But the soil's wore out and so am I. I'm sick.
Monroe.
Huh?
He stopped crying. Look at him cuddled up like little David in the Bible. Why you want to name him Joe?
Why you want to name him David?
Because he's going to be like David and rise up and challenge the world.
Oh, you expect that, all the kids. No, he's Joe Louis Barrow. It's a good name for a boy. He sure got your eyes, though.
But he's going to have a body like yours. Long and loose, with the muscles rippling like silk under his little old brown skin. Like a little old tiger. He's going to be built like you.
Oh, my life, I weighed 200. Now sharecropping's beat me down to 120. Oh, I'm sick.
Monroe.
You know, sometimes I get dizzy out there in the field. Bells ring and my head hurts like it's hurting now. I can't keep my feet under me. Oh, Lily.
Monroe, watch out.
Oh. Here.
Oh.
Let me help you.
Oh, I'm all right. You handle Joe. I'll get up from here if I can stop my head from ringing. I'll get up.
Little David's chief trainer got up and then went down again for the final count. And against the odds of Pellagra and Pox, the new trainer took over and won. She moved the arena to Detroit and put little David to school to work. Put 14 years and 150 pounds on his frame. Broadened his back with chunks of ice. And gave him a horse and wagon to sell it. Now, little David, where's your challenge?
Ice, ice man. Ice, ice man. Ice, ice man.
Is this your calling to delay decay in a tenement flat? Or is this your war chant? Coming through the open window of Dr. Sturgeon's studio, from the instrument put into your hands by your chief trainer. While outside, the gang gather, peep on the window, and pick up the challenge.
Well, listen to that, will you? Listen to Big Joe.
Well, if it ain't you, Hootie Lewis.
Peter, will you, guys?
Huh?
Leave me alone.
Oh, who's bothering you? Temperamental, huh?
Yeah. Look, my mother puts in a lot of work to help me take lessons. I don't
want to
waste
it. Oh, his mama don't want him to waste his little bit of lessons. Well, this guy's a square and a sissy.
Hey, you gonna let Mac call you that, Joe? A sissy? Well, just because he's a state heavyweight champ, don't let him run all over you.
Ain't you got no pride, Joe?
I don't pay no attention to fools like Mac.
Oh, who you call a fool?
Whoa. Look, Mac.
You apologize or beat your brains out.
Oh, he's yelling. I'm not scared. I just don't want to fight, that's all.
Oh, Mac, let him alone. He's yelling.
If he say please, I'll leave him alone. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Maybe he's too scared to talk. Go on, Joe. Say it and get it over.
Say it or come outside. I need a sparring partner.
I'll be outside in a minute.
Lil David put down his violin, went to the yard, and squared off with the champ.
Okay, you asked for it. Now,
get it!
Hit again and again and reeled and staggered for lefts and rights and lefts. And then he swung and Max swung and one blow landed. And one boy fell flat on his back and lay as if he were dead. And then reached up in the air as if for a rope and pulled himself up to his feet. It was Mac.
Look, Joe. What you got in your right hand? Ain't no fair hitting with crowbar.
Ain't nothing in my hand. See?
Cool! Oh, nice! Did you see that? Did you see that? Cool! Man!
Did I hurt you?
Did it hurt me, he says? Well, you pretty near killed me. Oh, my jaw. Stick to your violin. Leave suckers like me alone. Stick to the violin, please.
Come on, Max. Come on.
And little David looked down puzzled at his fist and went back and picked up his violin again and began to play. But one spectator stayed behind.
Say, Joe. Huh?
You mule a man.
Oh, go on, Beanie.
No kidding, Joe. You got a gold mine in your fist and you don't know it.
What you talking about?
Well, if you can whip the state champ with no training at all, you ought to be able to whip the world's champ with a little training. Ain't that logical?
What you talking about?
Boxing.
Boxing?
Look, we're starting a team down at Brewster Gym. We need a good light heavy, somebody that's akin to mules, like you.
Oh, I don't know nothing about boxing. I've never done nothing but this backyard stuff. Mother doesn't like it.
She'd like it if you was champ.
Champ?
She don't have to know you in training. When you're champ, you can take care of her. Buy anything she wants.
Champ?
Yeah. Sound good, don't it? Come on over to the gym. Let old Moody see you.
Champ.
He's the trainer. He'll show you how to punch the bag and skip rope and get in shape. And he'll get you a place on the team if you'll do just one thing.
What's that?
Burn up that violin. It'll drive you nuts.
And little David turned from the sound of the violin to the rhythm of rope and punching bag, to the earthy odor of sweat and leather, where Moody, the trainer, watched him whip the rope over his big body like a whirling halo.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
What do you think? I'm on the team?
Yeah, you're a nice kid. I hate to see you get started. You got something. You can hit, that's certain.
You need a hitter.
Yeah, I need a boxer to beat Jack Myler. He's the Olympic champ. Still, you always got to throw at him. You'll be down at the club tomorrow night at 8. And don't be late.
You just make sure Molly ain't late.
Little David went home with his violin case and his date for a fight. He crept past his mother's room.
Joe? Is that you, Joe?
Yeah, Ma, it's me.
Mighty late for you to be coming in from violin lessons. What happened?
Mother.
Son, I got a letter from your teacher. He says you haven't been to your class in 2 months. Where have you been?
I've been taking boxing lessons. I know how you feel about fighting. But I want to see if I could do something with it.
Do what with it?
Earn a living, Ma. It's what we need, a living.
I see. Joe, have you had a fight yet? I mean, before the public.
I got one tomorrow night. Want to come see it?
No. But when the fight's over, you come and see me. I'll be waiting up for you.
Sure, Ma. I'll come in and throw the medal in your lap. Go on to bed. Wait till tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night came, and the next morning was chasing it away when little David came home.
Joe, is that you?
Yeah.
What happened? Did you fight?
Mom.
Here, turn on the light.
Mom, don't turn it off, Mom.
Son, your face. Let me feel it.
Don't touch me. Don't.
What happened?
I got knocked down 7 times in 2 rounds. I got whipped. My eyes hurt. My jaw's cracked. Mom, don't look at me.
Now let me touch you. There, you'll be all right, my little David. Put your head on my shoulder. Tomorrow you'll go with the violin back to your teacher.
I don't want to be a violinist.
You'll take it back and tell the teacher you're through. You're going to be a fighter.
How do you know?
When a stronger trainer's gotten a hold of my son, I know it. Do one thing for me, will you, son?
What is it?
Be a good fighter. Be the best, little David. Be the best.
So little David rose early the next morning, was in the gym punching a bag, while Moody stood by and watched and shook his head.
Last night you got beat, so I thought they'd bury you. And now you're back for more. Go ahead, beat the bag. I always said you had nerve, but I never said you had no sense. Now look, kid, take it from somebody who knows. It ain't worth it. The odds are against you 1,000 to 1. Now, there ain't nothing in the cards that says you'll ever be a champ. You're getting ready to study harder and longer than a ballet dancer. Only your studies are more dangerous. You got your head full of a few Sullivans and Dempseys and Johnsons. But Bat Lincecky died in the gutter. And T.B. got Joe Gans. And what about those who died with their trunks on? Now, okay, suppose you're lucky. Let's play like you're going to be lucky, huh? You go into the amateurs and you start winning. You win your first 10 fights by knockouts. And you stand up and the promoter raises your hand and he says,
"The winner by a knockout, Joe Louis."
Okay, you win your first few amateur bouts. And they pin medals on you. And you win the Golden Gloves and the AAU. And then you've got people calling you champ. Yeah, and you like it. Now look, say you won 54 out of 58 amateur fights. And you snag a good manager. And you come out of your last fight thinking you're the best in the world. Till your new manager sends a little wizard in to train you. And he closes the door, and you know your hardest fight ain't come yet. Now, suppose you're that lucky. Just suppose you're that lucky.
I'm Jack Blackburn. Roxy, your manager, sent me to look you over.
Yeah? Did you see that last fight?
You call that a fight?
I can't help it if I knock the guy out.
Cocky, huh? Look, big boy, the way you fight, you're lucky you haven't gotten your block knocked off.
Oh, it's not all luck.
The way you kept dropping your hands down, you think we're trying to untie your apron. A straight right would have had you.
Yeah?
Look, I trained a lot of guys your size. The depression's on now, and I'm even willing to train you.
Don't do me no small favors.
Roxy hired me to do something for you nobody else ever did. You're a big man. I'll teach you how to move as last as a little man. Right now, you punch like an old woman swinging a broom.
I ain't had no trouble so far.
Yeah, that's because you've been hitting the sides of barns. Try to hit me.
I don't want to hurt you.
Hurt me? Look, son, if you want to be funny, get on the radio. Right now, you're an alleged boxer. Go on, hit me.
I weigh 200 pounds.
And I weigh 130. Swing, chump, swing.
I hit too hard.
You don't hit at all. Swing at me. Want me to hit you first? There,
say,
there.
Don't, look out. Don't
then come me. On, swing back. Don't try to hit me. Swing.
All right, you're asking for...
How's that? You missed. Try again. You missed a mile. Give it all you got. Swing at my head. Missed. Now get up. You threw yourself off balance.
I never touched you. You never moved, but I couldn't touch you.
I moved half an inch. Lesson number one. A fraction of an inch will make a man miss as well as a yard.
I just threw myself off balance.
Lesson two. If you're off balance when you throw your punches, you ain't throwing them right. Look, Chappie. Hereafter, I call you Chappie. In my day, I fought Joe Gann, Sam Langford, Joe Walcott, Battling Nelson. I trained Sammy Mandel, Bud Taylor, Jackie Fields, and Tommy Gibbons. And don't feel bad, Chappie. You got something they all had. Maybe a little more. The game's rough, but I'll teach you how to beat the rap. The way to win is to knock out your man first. Don't depend on no decision. But you got a lot to learn, Chappie. A lot to learn.
The wizard took Joe Louis under his wing and showed him the science of the shuffle and the jab, the weave and the bob, the craft of the right cross and the left hook and the art of the uppercut. And then out of the sweat of the gym, he came punching like a piston. And the promoters called,
"The winner by a knockout in the second round, Joe Louis."
Attaboy, Chappie. Attaboy, Chappie.
The winner by a knockout in the third round, a Joe and Louis.
Let's go home early tonight, Chappie.
The winner by a knockout in 2 minutes on a first round, a Joe and Louis.
Get in the right league, Chappie. In the right league.
Yes, the challenger was in his element. Like a John Henry against the steam drill. Like Paul Bunyan in the North Woods. His axe and his hammer cut down 5 fighters a month. Until Roxy, his manager, spoke and said,
"It's time we went hunting for bigger game, Joe."
"I've been thinking the same."
"And the only place where there's big game is New York. And the biggest game there is a man mountain named Primo Carnera. Now, if we asked the mountain to come to Chicago, he wouldn't come. Jack."
"Yeah?"
"How about taking Joe to see the mountain? How about him, Jack?"
"Canera's a lot of fighter. 6'10", 280 pounds. A lot of fighter."
"Mm-hmm. And how about Joe?"
"He's a lot of fighter, too." "Okay, let the good times roll. Sign the contract, put him in the same ring, and wait for the bell."
There's the bell. Little David glides up to Goliath. The wizard said, "Throw your stones at his midsection. Cut him down to size." Goliath sticks out a long arm, stabs the challenger. Goliath has a reach like the long arm of the law. The giant puts his paw on little David's face. Little David tries but can't seem to reach Goliath till the 6th round. Then little David whips a hard hook to the stomach. Another. The giant is tottering. He's reeling and rocking. The man mountain's going down. Another hook, and he's down. He's down. Goliath is gone. Little David goes gunning for the title. Roxy clears the road of the title while the wizard shuffles a deck of cards and chuckles.
"Game of blackjack, Chappie? While Roxy's cooking up a fight?"
Sure. Well, who's it going to be this time, Roxy?
"Well, we got a match with an ex-champ if we want it."
"If we want it? It's the way to get at the title, ain't it?
Who's it going to be, Roxy?"
"A guy named Max Schmeling in about 6 months. Ought to be easy, Joe."
"Sure, I'll take him.
What do you think, Jack?"
"Well, it ought to be in the cards."
"Okay, get ready for your crown, Joe. It ought to be an easy fight."
And little David got ready for the easy fight. And the wizard whispered,
"You watch this guy, Chappie. Watch him good. If you get in the spot, jab your way out. Yeah? Jab.
Sure.
Jab.
Sure, Chappie. Okay. I'll take him."
There's the bell. There goes little David. 80 knockouts in his fist. Gunning for his 81st. Easy, cool, confident. There's Schmeling with his right hand cocked like a pistol. He paws and jabs, and he shoots a right. He hits little David flush on the jaw. He's dazed. Another right. Little David is down. He's down. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4. He's up. Again, Schmeling catches him with a hard right to the jaw. Little David's down. There's the bell. That's the bell ending the round.
"Take it easy, Chappie. Take it easy. Keep your hands up and jab."
I can't figure him, Jack. Can't seem to hit him.
"Well, take a swig of water and let it out.
Yeah,
now take a deep breath. Now go out there and keep your hands up and jab.
Sure. Little David's jabbing, but Schmeling meets him with a powerful right. The challenger can't even see it. Another right flush on the chin. Another. The challenger stumbles, staggers like a drunk man. He slips down. The wizard yells,
"Get up, Chappie. Come on, baby. Get up and watch his right."
Little David gets up. He staggers towards Schmeling. Schmeling circles him with his right hand. Cocked and lets it fly again and again and again. That invisible right pummels the challenger till he slips to his knees. He's down.
Get up, Chappie. Come on, baby.
Little David just lies on the canvas. in a faraway room in his head. He hears the referee counting over him.
1, 2.
And his dreams crash in a mirage about him, hearing his first war cry of 6 years ago.
Iceman.
If you be a fighter, little Davy, be the best.
The archer against you, 1,000 to 1. 1,000 to 1.
9, 10.
The winner by a knockout in the 12th round, Max Smelly.
They take little David to his dressing room. They lay him on the table and leave him. There's nobody there but the wizard. The challenger raises his head.
What happened, Jack? What happened to me?
Don't try to talk. Lay back. Let me get the bandage off.
What happened?
You got beat.
Why?
You met a better man. Lean back.
Jack, what happened?
I tell you got beat, whipped, knocked out. You know what that means?
It means I ain't no good. I let you down. I let all my friends down. I can't face all those people I let down. Can't beat nobody no more. I'm quitting.
Then quit and stop sniveling. You knocked out nearly 100 guys. What about their friends, their mothers, their families? Did you weep then? You dished it out, now you're taking it. Who you think you are, you can't be beat, Superman.
I'm quitting.
Then quit. Quit and see who gives a hoot, who weep, who feels sorry. They'll all shout hallelujah. You're a sucker for a straight right hand, and I've been telling you to keep your left up. You lost your eye. You can't hit no more.
I can't hit.
Then hit me. Go ahead. Swing, sap.
Don't hit me.
Go ahead. Hit me. I'm holding my guard the way you held yours.
Jack.
You scared, quitter? Swing!
Jack. Jack, you didn't move. I knocked you down. Here.
You okay, Chappy? My left hand was too low like yours in that ring. You see what happened? You see?
I see now.
That's all right, Chappy. You still got that mule in those fists. Sure, you're disappointed in losing. Me too. I'm 56 years old and sick. Pretty soon I'll be too sick to walk up those steps, and I want to train a champ for a go. You'll be my champ. Anybody's entitled to a mistake. Just don't make the same mistake twice. You'll be in the ring again. But you got a lot to learn. Let's learn it.
Little David learned his lesson and answered the bell again, and he heard the promoters calling again.
The winner by a knockout, Joe Louis!
He got a crack at the title, and he heard them say, and little David slipped on the crown. But when he faced the wizard, he said,
I don't feel right wearing this thing, Jack. I don't feel right by it.
I know. There's a guy coming across the ocean who can help you fit it on, though.
Who?
Schmalen. Roxy got him to agree to fight you for the title.
Good.
No. Take it easy. Take it easy.
All right.
You got to do some tune-up fights, and when the night comes, you'll be ready. Okay, Chappy?
Okay, sure.
Maybe after that, even I'll be calling you champ.
And little David tuned up and got ready to sign for the real championship fight. The managers met, contract was ready, signing began.
Now, Max, you first. Just lift the pen, put down your name right on the line. Mm-hmm. Ah, Joe? Oh, where's Joe?
Right here.
Ah, hey, you sign here, Joe.
All right.
There we are. Now, why don't you boys just shake hands just for the photographers? Come on, Joe.
Well, all right.
Mm-hmm. You, Max?
Heil Hitler!
It's hard to shake hands with a Nazi salute, and little David didn't shake. He went back to the gloves and the drilling and waited angrily for the bell to ring. He skipped rope in his dressing room to keep warm, the wizard watching him.
That's enough, Chappy. That'll do.
Is it time to go on? Crowd out there?
Take it easy. Just take it easy. They'll call us when it's time.
Jack, you're not getting ready.
Joe, I'm not going out there tonight.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going out, Chappie.
What's the matter, Jack? You've got to be in my corner. We've always been together.
I know, but tonight, Chappie, my arthritis, I guess. I can't make it up and down those steps. I just can't. I'm sick. I never told you how sick. I can't make it up.
Look, hold on. Hold on to me.
I can't make it, Chappie. Now, go on.
Jack, look. Tonight, you gotta make it. I won't. Just see me. Look, I promise. You won't have to walk up those steps to the ring but once. Just once.
You promise that?
It's a promise. One trip up. Come on. Let's go.
Little David's come out of his dressing room and with his handlers climbing the stairs, sat down in the kilowatt sunlight and watches Schmeling across the ring, dancing on his toes. And then the bell tolls and little David's out of the ring like a brown cat. Schmeling leads with a left and tries that right again. Little David blocks it, counters with a hook, then a left and a right. He's swarming over Schmeling, punching, pounding. Schmeling's down. He's down.
One, two, three.
He's up again, but his legs are rubber. Little David's on him, lefts and rights, lefts and rights. Schmeling's clinging to the rope, trying to dodge the duck. Little David throws another terrific left hook to the butt.
Oh!
Schmeling screams.
One,
his hand is on the
two,
ground. The referee's counting.
Three.
It was all over but the shouting. And wrapped in his robe, little David went down the steps with his trainer and saw the pain in his face.
Jack, what hit you? What's the matter?
My side hurts. It's the pain again. I'll be all right. Go on.
Look, Jack. I kept my word, didn't I? You walked up those steps once. One time. One round.
Sure, champ. Sure. You kept it. If I'd have gone 15 rounds, though, I couldn't have made it. And I can't make it anymore.
Oh, there'll be more fights. I need you, Jack. Hold on to me. Oh, here. Hold on.
I'm holding. But you don't need me anymore, Chappie. You've hit them all and you beat them all. The title fits now. But you'll have to climb into the ring alone from now on. I can't make it anymore.
Little David lifted his wizard upon his shoulders and carried him home. The wizard died the way Joe's father had died, after giving to the world a champ. The wizard went down for the count, and little David climbed back into the ring alone.
Just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of the story of Joe Louis, world heavyweight champion, brought to you by the Chicago Defender newspaper and station WMAQ. Destination Freedom is written by Richard Durham and produced under the direction of Homer Heck. The role of Joe Louis was played by Fred Pinkard. Others were Oscar Brown, Harry Elders, Janice Kingslow, Charles Mountain, Les Spears, and Studs Terkel. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and played by Elwin Owen, Bobby Christian, and Jack Boss. This is Hugh Downs inviting you to be with us again next week at this same time for another in our series on the Negro in Democracy, Destination Freedom.